All right, let's take our Bibles and turn to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 30. Just a little bit of wisdom for the remainder of this year, and just some wisdom for the new year. Proverbs chapter 30, verses 24 to 28. Proverbs chapter 30, verses 24 to 28. There be four things which are little upon the earth, but they are exceeding wise. The ants are a people not strong, yet they prepare their meat in the summer. The conies are but a feeble folk, yet make their houses in the rocks. The locusts have no king, yet go they forth, all of them, by bands. The spider taketh hold with her hands and is in king's palaces. Let's bow for prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for that new heart that you've granted to us in the person of Jesus Christ. And I pray now that you would fill us with your Holy Spirit, that you would guide us and lead us into truth. In the name of Christ Jesus, we do pray. Amen. Wisdom for the remainder of this year. And wisdom for the coming new year. That will be our theme within this little passage of scripture. One author said concerning these four creatures that are mentioned here in Proverbs chapter 30, the mind of man spreads over the length and breadth of creation and draws instruction from every part of the world reachable by his senses. Everywhere God teaches us by his words and works, even by his works, small as well as great. On the one hand, God instructs us using the lion, the ox, and the bear. But he also instructs using some of the little creatures within his creation. All of God's creation reveals his glory, order, beauty, and wisdom. And as we study this passage of scripture, I'd like for us to note wisdom from these little so-called creatures. They're small, but they're very large in wisdom. And here in verse number 24, the Bible teaches us that they are little upon the earth, but yet they are exceeding wise. Not only wise, but exceeding very wise. So it would be well for us this evening to take a moment just to review the wisdom that God has placed within these creatures of God. The first creature that is mentioned is the ant. Note then verse number 25. The ants are a people not strong. A people not strong is in reference to the fact that when you consider the ant, a very small insect, is small, weak. But yet the ant is known for being very hard working. The ants may truly be called a people. And it's by no coincidence that here in verse 25 the Bible reads, the ants are a people. They are very weak in strength. But they are a people. That is, the ants are called a people because they have houses, they have towns, they have public roads. They are a very hard-working, unified community. How often do you see an ant on his own? Rarely. You usually find them in groups. Their wisdom is stressed here in verse 25. God tells us, even though the ant is a community-based insect and very weak, one could crush a multitude of ants in one simple step. And I remember as a young boy loving to squash ants. And I remember as a young kid trying to squash as many ants as possible. And obviously, Caitlin, you enjoy that as well. And so they are very weak, they're very small, but yet the Bible tells us they prepare their meat in the summer. Go back to Proverbs chapter 6, please. Proverbs chapter 6. Note then verse number 6 to 8. The Bible teaches us that the ant is hard working. Note then verses 6 to 8. Go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in the harvest. And the point I'd like to stress this evening, first and foremost, concerning the wisdom found within the ant, even though the ant is very weak in physical strength, yet the Bible teaches us that she's very wise and that she prepares for the days ahead. The ant looks ahead to the winter months and prepares food for that time. They are a prepared animal. They are an animal. They are a prepared insect in that they look ahead to the colder seasons and they gather as much food and supplies as they possibly can during the summer months, because they know full well that the time will come of which food will be scarce. They're not lazy. They're very diligent. They are a prepared people. To be well prepared is wisdom in the sight of God. To be a prepared people is wisdom in the sight of God. Even though the ant is a very small insect, not very strong physically, but yet she's well prepared. She looks ahead. She looks down the track and sees winter ahead. And during the good times, during the harvest time, during the summer months, she collects and gathers as much food as possible and stores for those winter months. We need to be well prepared as the people of God. We need to be well prepared. To be well prepared is wisdom in God's eyes. And this is the emphasis that God gives us, and this is the wisdom that we learn from the ant. A little insect, though very small, not very strong, but well prepared. Prepares her meat or her food in the summer months for those seasons of cold times of the year. And brethren, let me encourage you to be a prepared people. I'm mindful of John 14:2. The Lord Jesus said, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." Aren't you glad the Lord Jesus is preparing a place for you? To be prepared is wisdom. And we learn from this little insect, the ant, a prepared spirit. We must be prepared for eternity, first and foremost. Amos 4:12, prepare to meet thy God. Let me ask you this evening, are you truly a child of God? There will be many on that day that will say, "Lord, we've done all of these miracles in thy name." But the Lord will say, "Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity." Are you really born again? Are you prepared for eternity? As it is appointed unto man once to die, and then the judgment. Are you prepared for eternity? You must be born again in order to be secured, to have the security of eternal life. We must be born into God's family by placing our faith in Jesus Christ as Savior. The ant is a prepared creature. That's wisdom in the sight of God. We must be prepared for eternity. I'm mindful that we also need to be a prepared people in the area of being teachable. Being prepared in the area of being teachable. In 1 Peter 2:2, the Bible makes reference to desiring the sincere milk of the Word. And I think that you and I, as God's people, as we consider the ant, the spirit of being prepared, I believe that every time we open up the Scriptures, we need to be prepared of heart. We need to be teachable. We need to have our hearts in a humble state, our hearts clean before God, willing to learn, Let me ask you this evening, do you look to your personal readings as a time when God will teach you and prepare you for the day ahead? I'm afraid that so often we're not wise like the ant. We go through the motions of our Bible readings, but we're just going through the motions. But let me encourage you tomorrow morning, as you read your Bible and as you pray, be like the ant. Be mindful that winter's ahead. I need to be prepared for the day ahead. A prepared people by having a teachable spirit. Do you come to church wanting God to feed you with His Word? Do you come to church, so to speak, with an empty plate and with a prayerful attitude? God, feed me as I hear the Word of God this day. Do we listen and obey the Word of God with a prepared heart? We need to be prepared from the angle of being teachable. We need to be prepared for eternity. And also I'm mindful of the fact that we need to be prepared in our service for the Lord. I think so often we go through the motions of service for the Lord, but we're just not prepared. We're not spirit-filled. We haven't been in prayer. And then we wonder why a little happens. We go through the motions of going out soul winning, but yet, if the truth be known, we haven't prayed about soul winning. We haven't asked the Holy Spirit to empower us. We just go through the motions. Brethren, let's be mindful of the wisdom found in the ant, though a very small creature, very weak physically, but yet we find a prepared spirit. There's great wisdom in being well prepared. There are no real shortcuts in the Christian life. Though the Christian life is simple, it's not complicated, there are no shortcuts. We have to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord, are we not? There are no shortcuts. We need to be a prepared people, just like the ant. The next little creature that God commends in this passage of Scripture are the conies. Now what is a coney? Well, it's amazing. If you read enough commentaries, you'll be confused. They range from being a little creature equivalent to a little mouse. Some would say a rabbit. But from my understanding, a coney would be something between a little mouse and a dwarf rabbit, probably more like a little guinea pig with little ears, and not big ears like a rabbit. The conies within the biblical setting, they were very common within the Middle East throughout the Bible lands. And the Bible teaches us concerning the conies that they are a feeble folk. The ant is not strong, weak. The difference between not strong is in reference to strength. The coney here, being a feeble folk, is in reference to the fact that the coney is a weak creature, very timid little thing, and it has no means of self-defense. The coney is not like the lion that can take care of himself. No doubt, or like a poisonous snake that can take care of itself. But the coney was a rock badger, a creature, and it had the wisdom to work out that I cannot defend myself. I have no means of self-defense, so the key to my safety, the key to my protection, is to be in a safe place. So therefore you'll find some commentaries make reference to the coney being like a rock badger, a little creature that lives amidst the rocks, because there is safety in the midst of the rocks. So even though the coney is but a feeble folk, yet she makes her house within the rocks. They are defenseless little creatures. Therefore, being in a well-protected spot is very important for the coney. In Psalm 104, verse 18, the Bible reads, "The high hills are a refuge for the wild goats, and the rocks for the conies." So to protect themselves from potential enemies, a coney has the wisdom to to abide in a place of safety. So we see the wisdom of preparedness in the creature, the ant. But as we look at the coney this evening, I'd like for us to note that this little creature is wise in that she knows where safety prevails. She knows where to find safety. This is the wisdom found within this little creature known as the coney. And we must remain in that place of safety as the people of God. If we are to imitate the conies, that even though they are defenseless, and though they have many enemies, and may I remind you, my friend, that we have a chief enemy, the devil, and his demons, and the devil is a lot more stronger than you and I, and we need to remain in a safe place. We need to have the wisdom of the coney to know that we need to make our houses in the rocks where there is safety. Do you have the same wisdom to know where it's safe for you as a child of God? I'm afraid many of God's people have no idea or have little idea as to where safety prevails for them as a child of God. Note then Psalm 91, please, for a moment. Psalm 91, verses 1 and 2. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Let me commend to you this evening, my friend, that safety for the child of God is to spend daily time with God in prayer and in the Word of God. Safety for the child of God is to be an obedient child of God. Obedience to God's Word is a safe place. That's like that house that the Lord Jesus made reference to that was built upon the rock. Obedience to God's Word is a safe place. To be faithful to church services, that's a safe place. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is. To be in church, I can assure you, you won't get in trouble by being in church. It's a funny thing, isn't it? But if you're out of church, you are prone to get in trouble. The coney, very wise. She understands that she is helpless and defenseless, but yet she knows where to find safety. She knows where there is protection. Children, safety for you would be to respect and honour your parents, to obey them. There's safety within the home. There's safety in having some spiritual friends. Jonathan had a good friend in David. David had a good friend in Jonathan. There is safety in having some spiritual friends. Not just friends, spiritual friends. There's safety there. That's a wise coney. There's safety in being loyal to your pastor's leadership. There's safety there. Mark my words. It's his responsibility to watch out for you, to protect you. There's safety in being loyal to pastoral leadership. See, God is our rock. We must abide under His shelter of protection. In Psalm 18 verse 2, the psalmist said, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower." God is our shelter. God is our protection. The conies are but a feeble folk, defenseless, timid, yet they have the wisdom to know where safety prevails. And may we as the people of God have the wisdom to know where safety prevails. As you and I remain under God's chain of authority, there is safety and protection for the child of God. Let's note the third critter here in verse number 27, the locust, or the grasshopper. Very strong in flight, long back legs. The Bible makes reference to the locust here as having no king. Well, what does that mean? They do not have a designated leader like the bees do. They have no formal leadership structure. And the Bible teaches us that even though the locusts have no king, yet go they forth, all of them, by bands. The locusts are without a king, a leader, yet they march at one command in good order. They show us the wisdom of unity. When they swarm, it's been said, they are like a dark mass, for they fly very tightly together, and they have the ability to convert the day into night. And that's what took place in Exodus chapter 10, verse 15. They're also very noisy as they swarm. And when they attack a field or a crop, they can thoroughly consume everything in sight. And the wisdom that God wants us to note from this insect called the locust or the grasshopper is that even though they do not have a formal leader, yet they stick together. They stick together in an orderly fashion, and therefore they accomplish much as a team. The principle of unity is evident amongst the locusts. Even though they have no formal leadership, yet they stick together. To be unified as one is wisdom in God's eyes. This is another mark of commitment for the child of God. To be unified as a unit, we can conquer the world, just like a unit of locusts can cause mass destruction very, very quickly, because they're unified, they're orderly, they're working together. And likewise, as we stand together as a church family, we can accomplish more for God's glory. As individuals, we'll be conquered. See? But as a band of brothers and sisters in Christ sticking together, we can accomplish more for God's glory. The wisdom of unity is evident in the locust here. Even though they have no king, they've got the brains to work out that if we work together, we can accomplish a whole lot more. See? And the colony has the brains to work out, I can't defend myself, but I can abide where there is safety amongst the rocks. And the ant has got the brains to work out that even though I'm so weak, I can plan ahead, I can be prepared for the winter months. The locust teaches us the principle of unity. God loves unity. In Psalm 133 verse 1, the Bible reads, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." In Philippians 1:27, the Bible teaches with one mind we need to be striving together for the faith of the gospel. Mark 3:25, if a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand. We need to apply the wisdom of the locust and stick together and be a unified people and have the same love one for another. Consider one another's needs, Philippians 2:3. Do good to one another, Galatians 6:10. Pray for one another, Ephesians 6:18. And Colossians 3:13, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. To be unified is wisdom. So we see unity and great accomplishment in the life of the locust. And last but not least, note then verse 28. The Bible reads, the spider taketh hold with her hands, and is in kings' palaces. Let me read to you what the NIV Bible teaches in this verse. A lizard can be caught with a hand. A lizard, this is the NIV translation of this verse. A lizard can be caught with a hand, yet it is found in king's palaces. Now that doesn't even make sense. Am I missing something? That's the pathetic NIV Bible, as we would call it. And our poor missionaries there in Japan, the only Japanese, they don't have a translation that is based upon, a Japanese translation in Japan that is based upon the King James text. So unfortunately, the better of their translations is based upon the NIV, which is terrible. And but my Bible makes sense, because the Bible teaches us the spider. There's a great difference between a spider and a lizard. It's either one or the other. The spider taketh hold with her hands. God commends the wisdom found within the spider in that a spider conveys to us persistency. She holds on. She's persistent. She's not prepared to quit easily. And this is the wisdom that God wants us to be mindful of. The spider taketh hold with her hands. The ant teaches us the wisdom of being prepared. The conies teaches us the wisdom of abiding in a safe place. The locusts teach us the wisdom found in unity. And the spider teaches us the wisdom found in persistency. She's persistent. She has strong hands. She holds on. How often have you and I pulled down a web and only to find within a day or two it's back again? And it's by no coincidence that you'll find of course you'll find spiders in the homes of the poor, but yet you'll also find spiders in the home of the wealthy. See? The spider taketh hold with her hands and is in king's palaces. You'll find spiders everywhere, building their webs. They're persistent. And if you knock a web down, as long as that spider's alive, he or she will come back and build another web. Persistency. She holdeth on with her hands. She's not going to give up. She's persistent. And that's the principle I'd like for us to note this evening. The wisdom found within the spider, her persistency. We see in the spider the strength to stay put, not to quit, to be persistent, a spirit of commitment. In 2 Corinthians 4:1, the Apostle Paul said, because we've received this ministry, we faint not. We need to be persistent. The Lord Jesus didn't give up. I'm thankful the Lord Jesus endured the cross, despising the shame, and was prepared to go to an old rugged cross and die for my sins and for your sins. Aren't you thankful that Jesus Christ did not quit? Aren't you thankful that He persisted? He fulfilled the will of God the Father? And may God grant you and I the grace to be persistent and to not to quit. Even though the devil might knock down our web, so to speak, just build again. Let's just keep going for God's glory. The spider taketh hold with her hands. She's persistent. She won't quit. She'll keep running the race. That's the wisdom found within the life of this creature called the spider. Galatians chapter 6, please, for a moment. Galatians chapter 6. Verses 7 to 9. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall the Spirit reap life everlasting. Verse 9, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Brethren, keep going. Don't quit. Don't quit. I know we have an enemy, the devil. I know there are discouragements and disappointments along the way. I know there is heartache and weariness along the way, but let's be like the spider. With his eight hands, just holds on for dear life, even in king's palaces. 2 Timothy chapter 4, please. A wonderful testimony from the life of the great apostle Paul. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Verses 6 to 8. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 to 8. The apostle Paul said, I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. I'm thankful that the Apostle Paul didn't quit. I'm thankful that the Apostle Paul was persistent. Well, back in Proverbs chapter 30, verse number 24, the Bible teaches us there be four things which are little upon the earth, but they are exceeding wise. The ant, weak as far as strength is concerned, but yet very wise in being prepared. And let me encourage you to be wise in seeing the importance of being prepared spiritually, being prepared for your ministry, being prepared for whatever God has for you, the importance of being prepared. The coney, a timid little creature, an inability to protect itself, but yet she is wise enough to understand that though I cannot defend myself, yet I need to make my home amongst the rocks, in the places of safety. Stay safe in God our rock, brethren. Walk with him. Be in church. Be obedient to his word. Abide in the rocks of God. And then we noted from the locust, they have no king, they have no formal leader, yet they're wise. Because they understand the fact if we stick together, if we work together tightly, we can accomplish so much. The principle of unity. And then of course, last but not least, no, not the lizard, but the spider. Holds on for dear life. Persistency. There's wisdom in being persistent in the work of God. May God help us to be humble enough to learn from the wisdom found in these four little creatures. Because if the truth be known, we have little regard for these little creatures. Would that be true? How much regard do you have for a grasshopper? I must admit, I've got little regard. Well, who has any regard for the ant? Let alone a spider. So little, but yet so wise. May God help us to be humble enough to take note of the wisdom that God has placed, the great wisdom that God has placed in these little creatures. Wisdom to see out the year and wisdom to prepare you and I for the year ahead. May God add his blessing to his word this evening. Let's bow for prayer.